אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
On Tisha B'Av to Australia. The United Arab Emirates formally inaugurated its embassy, housed in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange building, on Wednesday, at a ceremony in the presence of new Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog. UAE Ambassador Mohammed Mahmoud Al-Kajjar officially presented his credentials at the beginning of March. The IDF on Wednesday revealed the location of a Hezbollah arms cache in central Lebanon, saying a large quantity of explosives was being stored in a building across the street from a school. According to Israeli assessments, explosives with roughly half the destructive power of a massive blast that leveled huge swathes of Beirut last year were being kept in the building in the village of Eba. Security officials on Thursday revealed that 8 Arab Israeli residents of Lod, aged between 15 and 22, have been arrested for their role during the intercommunal violence in May. The suspects allegedly hurled 5 Molotov cocktails at an apartment building in Lod. The resulting flames damaged 2 apartments, though no occupants were hurt. A Shin Bet official said the attack was different in character from other attacks during the clashes in May. It wasn't carried out spontaneously in the heat of the moment, but was planned over a period of several days. Ministers decided on Tuesday to shorten the coronavirus quarantine. Unvaccinated people or those who have not already had COVID-19 and who have been exposed to a known virus carrier will be required to spend just a week in isolation rather than the current 10 to 14 days. The same will apply to unvaccinated returnees from abroad. On the 7th day, isolated people will be able to take a virus test and, if negative, exit quarantine. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Wednesday said that Israel can overcome the current resurgence of the coronavirus Delta variant without introducing more lockdowns if citizens heed the health rules, but warned that closures could eventually be reimposed as a last resort if they do not. He warned Israelis to cancel their trips abroad and pledged to immediately step up police enforcement of mask wearing indoors. Nevertheless, the airport was crowded with Israelis leaving for holidays abroad at the end of this week, mainly due to the high cost of holidays here. Over 850 new cases of the coronavirus were confirmed in Israel on Thursday, the highest daily tally for 4 months. However, there is no rise in serious cases. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with the owners of event halls on Thursday and vowed to work with them to allow large gatherings to continue, even as COVID cases rise. He said, "Our goal is not to prevent weddings and celebrations in the halls. That would be the easiest and the most damaging, because then there will be pirate weddings without oversight. Our goal is to define how to hold them in a time of pandemics with minimal harm to the events industry and maximum protection for citizens." Foreign Minister Yair Lapid entered quarantine on Tuesday after one of his aides tested positive for the coronavirus. The aide was on a flight with Lapid as they returned from a visit to Brussels, where he met with his European Union counterparts. Lapid was tested for the virus and found to be negative and has since been released from quarantine. But another MK from his party, MK Vladimir Beliak, is confirmed to have the virus and is unable to vote in the Knesset. With the coalition holding only a single seat lead over the opposition, every vote counts. A bill that would have reformed the system for appointing rabbinical court judges failed to pass in its third and final parliamentary vote on Thursday morning because the Knesset speaker accidentally voted against it. The no vote by Yesh Atid's Mickey Levy gave the Knesset a 51-51 tie, and parliamentary procedure holds that a tie is tantamount to defeat, killing the bill until it can be reintroduced at a future Knesset session. Coalition sources said they would try to get it approved next week. Levy attempted to get special permission to change his vote after realising his mistake, but the Knesset's legal advisor ruled that he could not cast another ballot and the vote stood. The coalition pulled a proposed bill for decriminalising recreational marijuana use ahead of a planned Wednesday vote in the Knesset after the Islamist Ram Party said it wanted more time to consider the legislation. Ram leader Mansour Abbas asked the bill's sponsor, MK Sharon Haskell, to wait 2 weeks before raising it for a plenary vote to give Ram lawmakers more time to examine how legalising the recreational use of marijuana would be received amongst its supporters in the Arab community. A controversial move to end daycare subsidies for the children of full-time yeshiva students has been postponed. Expected to affect around 18,000 households, most of them ultra-Orthodox, will now take effect on November 1st rather than the start of the school year in September, according to a joint statement from Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman and Economy Minister Orna Barjavi on Wednesday. The extra time was for the education system, employment market and families themselves to prepare for the decision to change the criteria for those eligible for daycare subsidies. Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman on Tuesday ordered that 55 million shekel be immediately allocated to efforts to prevent and treat the issue of domestic violence, saying his cut to daycare subsidies would cover the costs. The money will be used to partially fund the Welfare Ministry's National Plan for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, which was approved in 2017 but has seen less than half the designated funds transferred for its implementation. Former Yisrael Beitenu Knesset member Feina Kirshenbaum was sentenced on Wednesday to 10 years in prison. Kirshenbaum, a former deputy interior minister, was convicted in March of bribery, tax offences, money laundering, fraud and breach of trust. The Tel Aviv District Court accepted the prosecution's arguments in full and said Kirshenbaum's conduct had been systematic and uniquely large scale. Defence Minister Benny Gantz named Brigadier General Yifat Tomer Yerushalmi on Thursday as the IDF's next military advocate general, making her the second woman to hold the rank of Major General in Israel's history. The owner of Betar Jerusalem soccer club, Moshe Chogeg, said on Thursday he had cancelled a pre-season friendly against FC Barcelona. He wrote that after he received the contract to sign, which revealed the unequivocal demands that the games not take place in the capital, Jerusalem, that he slept with a heavy heart, thought a lot, and decided that, first of all, I'm a proud Jew and Israeli. 89 athletes will march under the Israeli flag at the opening ceremony of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics on Friday night in the largest Israeli delegation to the Olympic Games in history. The country wishes its representatives every success. According to the Tanakh, in 586 BCE, the Babylonians tore down the walls of Jerusalem on every side. But a newly found extant section of the eastern city wall, connected to two previously excavated and documented sections, means that probably the entire length of the eastern border was not torn down. Excavations in Jerusalem City of David National Park have revealed a previously unseen section of the first temple period fortification wall that was breached, but not entirely razed, by the Babylonians. Archaeologists are now able to reconstruct the wall that encircled Jerusalem on the eve of its destruction, commemorated today on the fast of Tisha B'Av. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett urged Israelis last night to remember that the message of Tisha B'Av is that we have lost our homeland twice due to internal division. And Israel is in the midst of an intense heat wave, and those fasting are urged to stay indoors. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.